Walter Gehring was a minister over there at the Eden Church.
Yeah.
I remember him very much, too, yeah.
Phil Weedle was 9 years.
Yeah.
And Reverend Chris Gehring was elder. And he would not step back. Reverend Weedle done all the work, taught the catechism class and all, and then when it came to baptism, well, then it was Chris Gehring. And you know, preachers get kind of selfish, or how should I say it? And he couldn't hardly take it.
Could you tell me?
He asked me one time, he always came to me. He asked me one time, what would you do if you were in my place?
Phil Weedle.
Yes. And I told him, I said, Phil, I always called him Phil, of course. He was my nephew. Mm-hmm. Phil, I said, I know you've got lots of calls from other churches. I'd have to make me elder, and I'd take one of them other churches. And so he went to, what is the name now? Aberdeen, Idaho.
That's right.
And then Walter Gehring come. And the minute Walter Gehring stepped in, Reverend Gehring stepped up. Now, why didn't he do it while Reverend Phil Weedle was there?
Yeah. would you tell us a little bit the difference between an elder and a minister?
Yes.
Could you tell us a little bit what the difference is between an elder and a minister?
Well, an elder, well, I don't know how to say it, but the elder could baptize, and he had more privileges than a preacher.
And communion, too. Serve communion?
Yes.
A minister couldn't do that, huh?
No.
Could he marry a couple? A minister? Could a minister marry a couple?
Yes.
All right. But as far as baptizing... And communion.
Communion, or something like that, well then.
Uh-huh. Was it a lifetime job then? I mean, was he a...
Yes.
He was elder for life then.
Yes.
When he was... You know, that was the problem.
I don't think that I didn't think a lot of Reverend Chris Gehring. He was a very good man.
Yeah. Well, yes. But it was that... Yeah. I remember those things too, you know.
How did they get elders? Did they elect them or pick them out of a hat?
Well, they preachers and then they dedicate them for elders.
How did they vote for them? Did they vote for them or was it a straw?
They pulled straw.
They pulled straws out of a Bible or something? Or?
Yes.
And it was usually just a farmer.
Yes, they were all farmers. Yeah.
Did they try to pick a richer one who had, you know, had to do it for nothing, didn't they?
I don't think so.
Yeah, they had to do it for nothing, didn't they? There wasn't no pay on a job, was it?
No, they never paid them.
No.
They were all farmers.
Yeah.
Were you ever up for elder?
No.
How did they pick them in the first place?
Well, they generally voted for all three or four different men.
They voted for these men?
Yes. And they elected, well, if they say, they put up about four different ones. And then they had to pull little slips out of the Bible, you know. And if it hit them, well, they were elected.
You know what was slips of paper? It wasn't just straw, was it?
It was a slip of paper with the names on.
And if one was shorter or something? Is that the, or how did they know which one it was? And if they pulled four of them out of the Bible, what would tell them which one it was? What was the difference on those slip of papers?
Well, their names. Their names were on there.
Yeah.
And the one that was drawn first was the one that got elected.
The one they pulled first?
Oh, somebody. The
name that brought, that was pulled out first. They didn't pull their names out. Right. That was preachers doing that.
Somebody that wasn't involved pulled their names out.
Could they rig that some way or other, put that name in there a certain way, or?
Huh?
Could they rig that some way? I mean, put a certain, somebody have this idea, he wants this person to be it.
No, that was put in from some others. And they didn't even know who that name was. My father was deacon. In them days, you know, there was just one deacon.
All right. Yeah, I think that's one thing that I want to ask you about there, you know. We never had a deacon when you first came. And I think you people brought that in more than anything else in our church, the outsiders, you know.
Uh-huh.
We never had a deacon. Reverend H.J. Dick, you know, he wasn't really an elder, was he? He was just a minister.
I don't know.
But then later on they came to a place where a pastor could do those things as an elder.
Yeah.
And I think he was elected as a minister already, that he could do all the...
He was minister when I come there, I know that.
Yeah, as an elder too. I mean, he could do all the things.
Yes.
But before that they had an elder. But we didn't have a deacon during those years before you come. I think that came in after you people kind of voted that in.
Could be, I don't know.
if I remember right. But that's beside the point.
Yeah.
When you moved to Peabody, did you continue going to the Eden Church for a while?
Yes, for a short time, but it was too far. And then I talked it over with the older children. And I told them we'll go to Walton a couple of Sundays, and we'll go to Elving, to Zion, a couple of Sundays. And then they can choose. I give that to the children. And so we did. And then I asked them, I think we went two Sundays here and two Sundays there. And then I asked them, now what do you want to choose? Which ones? Zion.
I'm not going to ask you why you did that. That's not any of my business. But let me ask you in a kind of a negative way. What did you give up? From Eden when you came to Zion.
What I gave up?
Yeah. What was in your mind that you possibly felt that was lacking at Zion? Was not there at Zion, it was at Eden. Naturally, your family was there at Eden, wasn't it?
Yes, yes.
Your old friends.
Sure, I had to give them up because it was too far to go there.
Yeah. But was there anything in the church that you felt that you were giving up?
No, really, no. I must confess that I loved Zion Church from the minute I stepped in.
First, you had Herman Weedle there too, right?
Yes, Herman Weedle, Phil Stuckey.
Phil Stuckey. Who else was there at that time?
I guess there were only two that I knew.
But there was a welcoming.
Huh?
The welcoming, the people that grew up in that community welcomed you.
Absolutely. They were just different than Walton. I knew older people in Walton. Of quite a number of them. But the children didn't know anybody, and they never mixed with them. And when they went up there, why, they felt at home.
What year was that now? When you...
Well,
did we talk? We talked about it before. I probably asking the same question.
48.
Yes,
you came about 10 years after Herman came, didn't you?
I don't know just how long.
Yeah, they came in 37. Yeah.
48 is when I moved from Canton to Peabody.
Some of your children weren't at home anymore then, were they?
Oh no, no.
No, I don't know all of your children really.
Walter was married already. Yeah.
I remember Elva.
Well, Trina, she was at home.
And the twins. And Ralph. And
Anne
Herbert.
Was married. Herb was married.
And who else? Well.
I sure was. I just loved the Zion Church. I was acquainted with everybody in such a short time.
Your children, had they learned German?
The older ones.
The older ones. We were still in German yet, weren't we, at that time? Or was it half English already at that time? Or were we all English at that time already?
Oh, no. As long as my mother lived, she couldn't hardly talk any English.
I mean, when you came to Elby.
Well, my mother was gone already, and that was all English.
But when you moved to, when you came to Elvin Church, was it all English?
Yes, most all English.
Most all English.
Yes, yes.
I think the war kind of made it turn around completely.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Second World War changed that all.
That wasn't a problem.
You remember that quite vividly, don't you? Experiences of the Second World War.
Oh, yeah, sure, of course I do. First World War II.
Were you in the draft age in the First World War?
Yeah. But I was a farmer and I was married. I think we had two children then already. Two or three.
Did any of your children have to go into... Some of your children were drafted in the Second World War.
Yes. One of them even went as a regular. Bill.
Oh,
he never had to wear a gun.
Oh.
He went in as an airplane pilot.
Oh. Well, that's Let's be honest now. I want to be very honest here.
Hey, sure.
I'm going to ask you a question. What was the biggest disappointment you had at the Zion Church?
The biggest disappointment at the Zion Church?
Was it the music department? Was it the preacher? Was it the Sunday school teacher? You still had German Sunday school teacher, Sunday school class.
I was Sunday school teacher right away after I got there.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, the biggest disappointment you thought about us people down there, us Prussians. Weren't we a little bit stuck up sometimes?
Well, the only thing I would say was, the little box when you go out to put your...
Okay. I thought you would say that. That's another thing you people voted out and caused a lot of problems. There's still one man that will not put a dollar into the collection plate. That's right. I've never seen him do it yet. His wife does. I think he gives it to his wife and she puts it in, but he will not.
But there's a little box on the way out that you put your money into?
Uh-huh. How about the assessment?
Huh?
How about the assessment of the church dues? Was that the same as Eden?
No, it was completely...
It was different.
It was completely different. Here it was voluntary. Mm-hmm. In the Eden Church, they assess you according to the valuation, according to the family. They had to know everything.
It was stricter in the Eden Church than in Zion, you mean?
Oh, my.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Where did they get rid of the assessment?
Well, they,
I never liked that. I never did. Because on the Amiel meeting, you know, they had everything down on black and white. They put it out.
Yeah. Did they do that at Eden too?
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
But they did it in Zion too. Didn't they do it when you were there?
No.
Well, they had discredit there.
And I never seen it done that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they used to do that.
Yes, and then
so they
the
still
people
got in Emmaus?
What?
Put your name down, how much you gave to the church?
Oh, not how much you gave. Yeah, let's see. If you don't pay your dues, they'll read your name.
You lose voting rights.
Yeah.
You lose your voting rights.
Yeah.
Did you lose your voting rights if you didn't pay in Eden?
I don't think so. Not that I know of. I guess everybody
that, you know, Janice and I, we're writing a chapter on the effects that you people had on the Zion Church. She's one of the descendants of the original Zion, you know, from her father's side,
yeah.
The original Zion people. I am too.
Yeah.
Her father, grandfather was a brother to my grandfather.
Uh-huh.
And we had the same great-grandfather, you know, and so forth.
Yeah.
And we have a couple more in there, and that's what we're trying to write about, is the effects that you people had on the Zion Church. It was a very close-knit family unit at first. The Regeers, and then the Jansons came in, and the Dicks. It was very closely related.
Yeah. But when I came in, that was pretty much out of reach.
Yeah, that was going out.
Yes.
The effects of those.
I never felt anything like that.
Well, my father-in-law talked about it.
Yeah.
And I felt that he.
That's Herman Riedel.
Yeah, yeah. That was 10 years earlier. The war changed a lot of things.
Yeah.
When the boys came home from the war,
yeah.
They changed a lot of things.
Yeah.
Just like a lot of other things changed.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, you said you didn't like the little boxes in the back.
No, I didn't, because I never forgot about it.
Oh. You walked past them?
Yes,
and
never thought of it, you know. So you used to have that thing come along and we put it in.
How did you do it? I know how they did it in the first Church of Christian. They had a bucket with a long stick on it. And poke it under your nose and bring it back, and the next one, poke it in there from each side?
No, the only thing I remember is they had a kind of a basket and they pass it around and everybody put in.
It wasn't on a stick or anything?
No.
That was in the First Church of Christian. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Over there? I went there a couple times with Verna, you know.
Mm-hmm. Church of Christian had a wall between the women and the men.
Okay, now there. Well, how was that in the Eden Church? How was that in the Eden Church?
The man sat on one side and the women sat on the other side. But then after 24, when we built that new church where it's at now, it was all over different. They sat mixed.
The new church had changed. And when was that built about?
In 24.
In 1924?
Yes.
That's the same year as Zion built, too.
Yes.
And that changed then. You didn't have the division.
No.
It stayed, but was it still divided when you came to Zion?
think so, yeah.
I think so, too.
Elmo Murray once told me that him and DJ were the ones that stopped
that.
Well, you can ask, Janice, you can ask quite a few people, and they said to quit. Now, who it was that when they wouldn't even sit together to have babies, you know.
Yeah.
They would be separated.
And, you know, I experienced it. It was better to be separated when we had children than sit together.
Yeah.
Kids reacted better?
Yeah.
Were the girls always with Mama and the boys with Daddy?
Huh?
Were the girls with Mama and the boys with Daddy?
Oh, no, no, no.
No? You could mix that up.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't remember sitting, well, I suppose when I was a baby I sat with Mama, but later on, I sat with Dad. Did you have... In church, did you kneel while you prayed in church services?
Yes, most of the time.
Every Sunday, you'd say,
yeah.
One time at least.
Yeah.
Yes, I was here too.
Communion, were you still passing the one goblet around when you came to Zion, or...?
Well, I don't know about when we came to Zion, but I know in the evening it was the best one. Well, a cup around, everybody took his in.
Yes, I remember that yet,
yeah.
Too. And that was quite a discussion. And I think you people helped us out on that very much from the other churches. There are some that were very bitter about this. Uh-huh. And
I don't think that, I think it was changed when I came there.
I think so, too, yes.
Yeah, I think it was.
There was a, you know, this thing of being clean, you know. I mean, TB was a big problem in those days.
Yeah.
And it'd be commuted from one person to another,
yeah.
You know. That was bad. And polio came in, too, very bad there
yeah.
At that time. So the little boxes... gave you a little problem. they didn't hold too much money, but and they had a little thing that they pulled out, and they
sure.
And then they had the money in there. You had a little slot you put in.
Yeah.
Okay, that.
Well, that was something else.
How about the customs? Other customs, like wedding customs, were they different? Here in Zion, then in up.
I don't think I see much difference.
They didn't have, did they, couples go up together and down the aisle, or did the groom stand in front and the bride came from behind, from the back?
Well, that was later.
That was later.
Married.
How did you go up? How did you do it when you first got married, the first time?
Well, my first wedding was. We didn't go to Sunday school. It was on Sunday, over noon. I had a special wedding. I think there was nobody else married that way. The preacher walked us in after Sunday school, and he gave his preaching, and then he came married.
Yeah. Are you getting tired?
No.
I don't want to tire you. I can come back some other time. I know this is interesting.
That's all right.
Let's go back. We talked about communion back in those early days. After you were probably baptized when you were about 16 or 18 years old.
About 16, I think.
Yeah, everybody was about that time.
Yeah.
16. It was. You were a little bit older than they are now. Aren't they baptized a little younger now?
I think so, yeah.
A little bit younger.
Yeah. And in them days when I was baptized, you know, the girls always got to baptize younger than the boys.
Oh?
Yeah.
What, how much difference?
Well, about a year or two.
They just thought they matured quicker?
Well, they matured quicker.
They got married earlier?
They got married then. And then there was that crazy custom at that time was, before you were baptized, you were not supposed to go among the young people. After you were baptized, then you were free to join the young people.